שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר ל...
Hello, we are reading in Zohar for all, page 10. Page 269, item 469, Song of Songs. כמו כן ניתן לשאול שאלות במהלך השיעור דרך האתר.
שוב, זוהר לעם, כרך יהוד, עמוד
266, Zohar for all, volume 10, page 236, essay, Tell me, she whom my soul beloved, soul loves. Rav, as usual, before the Zohar lesson, we have to feel ourselves in a 10, by which we want to guarantee that the reforming light will influence us and correct us, as is the goal of writing the book of Zohar. Tell me, she whom my soul beloved loves, 469. It is written, Tell me, she whom my soul loves. It is written that wherever the words are written, say, and he said, they are all words of legend, extension of Chokhmah. For Chokhmah is called telling, legend. Tell me is wisdom. In many places in the Torah, it is written, Haggadah, telling, and there is no Chokhmah in them, wisdom. As it is written, he told us that the donkeys were found. And also, he didn't tell him the words about the kingship. What chokhmah is there here? Because if they were not, but even those are chokhmah. For if they were not chokhmah, how did Samuel know if the donkeys were found or not? And also, this kingship is chokhmah above and below, which are the secrets of the Creator. 471. It is written, it is said, and God said, let the water gather below the heaven. When the Creator wanted to create the earth, he took from the snow underneath the throne and threw it into the water, and they froze there. And the land was frozen in the water and was hidden there. And it was in the darkness and blackness. 472. When he said, let the waters gather under the heaven into one place, the water stretched and extended water from above to the place of Yesod of the upper king. Then the earth that was hidden below was decorated and extended to be seen, which is the place where if the place, Yesod, was not established, the earth would not be seen, because this place was not established for by extension of upper water, except to give to Nukva, Malchut, 473. When Yesod is established in her, it is written, and the land was seen. It was seen in her decorations. This means, this is why a woman should not be seen in her decorations and corrections, except when she is with her husband. Then she should be seen and corrected properly. 474. Then it is written, God called the earth, the dry land earth. It was dry first, without any form to bear fruit and generations and offspring. Because she was corrected in her husband, she was immediately called earth, a corrected place to bear fruit and generations. Malchut was established in two states. In the first state, she was under Bina, in Chokhmah without Chassadim, and then Chokhmah froze in her and could not illuminate without Chassadim. When the emanator wanted to emanate Malchut, the earth, he took from the snow under Bina, called the throne, meaning he raised Malchut under Bina, from which she receives from the left line of Bina, Chokhmah without Chassadim, called snow, because without Chassadim, she is frozen and cannot shine. He threw the snow to Malchut, and the light froze there. And the land, Malchut, the earth, Malchut, was frozen in the water of Chokhmah and could not shine, and was hidden there. It was not seen because of her lowliness. She was dark and black because of the dinim, the judgments, extending from Chokhmah without Chassadim. When he said, let the waters gather under the heaven to one place, which was after Malchut was diminished and descended into being a dot under Yesod Zeranpin, meaning in the second state, then he said, let the waters gather. When the sources, Sfirot Zeranpin, extend water, Chasadim, from above to the place of Yesod, the upper king, Yesod Zeranpin, in order to bestow upon Malchut. Then, after Malchut received the Chasadim from Yesod Zeranpin, the earth, which was hidden below, was decorated and corrected so as to be seen. Meaning that then she was corrected and decorated with illumination of Chokhmah clothed in Chasadim, called a vision and seeing. Then it is written, the land was seen. She was seen in her decorations, illuminating in the illumination of Chokhmah, called seeing. Then it is written, and God called the earth, the dry land, earth. Because at first she was dry, for in the first state she was dry and frozen. Once she was corrected in her husband, in the second state, after she was diminished into receiving everything from Zeranpin, her husband, she was immediately called earth, a corrected place to bear fruit and generations, when her lights open to bestow upon the lower ones. 475. Let the waters gather under the heaven to one place, Yesod. This was in the second state of Malchut. Then every joy and jubilee and every correction was corrected. Because all the corrections were corrected, Malchut rose to the male, Zeranpin, and said, tell me, he who my soul loves, where do you pasture? Where do you lie at noon? Where is written twice, implying the two destructions, the ruin of the first temple and the ruin of the second temple. The ruin of the first temple and second temple was because the lower ones, by their bad deeds, returned Malchut to her first state, and she was separated from Zeranpin, her husband. Therefore now, in the second state, Malchut mentions the destructions that extend from the first state in order to make the second state more favorable. 476. Where do you pasture? In the first temple, in the first ruin. Where do you lie? In the second ruin, which was because they brought Malchut to the first state. For our joy in the second state is good and handsome. And in this joy I should cry over the two temples, the upper temple and the lower temple. 477. I will be as one who wears a gown. If not those twice, when I am destined to call wear, I will be complete. I will be complete without exile at all. Complete for my sons below. As though wearing, meaning wrapping. As she said, I will be wrapped with the upper holy wrapping, or envelope, which is the holy name Yud-K, as one who wraps the letters of one who envelops Yud-K. I will be whole, I will be in peace, in wholeness, in all the wholeness of above, as wrapping the Yud-K, be in all the wholeness above in the Yud-K. 478. Then he replies to her, if you do not know the most beautiful of women, if you do not know why the two wear, go, follow the flock. Why the first and second temples will be ruined? Know over what? Over the dwelling places of the shepherds, because they are destined to cancel the Torah in the first temple and second temple. For the dwelling places of the shepherds are seminaries where people learn Torah. 479. Tell me, he who my soul loves, you are the loved one of my soul. Tell me, in Chokhmah, where you pasture. Where you pasture, you're always against me. in front of me. I will be with you in joy, be always with you. For when I am with you, I am whole. I will be at peace as though enveloping the shepherds of your friends. I will be like the interior of the nut, which is enveloped by all the palaces inside of it. Likewise, I will be wrapped and hiding all the degrees, so your friends, the Sefirot of Zeranpin, will bestow upon me, so they will not be extended, so that no illumination of Chokhmah will be extended from it, from above downward. As it is written, know today and return to your heart that the Lord is God. For Zeranpin is called Avaya. He is God, He is Malchut, so both are one. The wisdom that one must know. 480. Happy are all those who engage in Torah, to know the wisdom of their master. They know and look in the upper secrets. For when a person emerges from this world and repents, and the transgressions that only death atones are left for him, through death all the judgments in the world depart from him. Moreover, they open for him 13 gates from the secrets of the pure Persimmon, on which the upper wisdom depends. 481. Moreover, the Creator carves him with a garment of kingship, where all the forms are carved, and the Creator plays with him in the Garden of Eden, and imparts him two worlds, this world and the next world. 482. The wisdom that one must know and look at the meaning of his secret, of his master, and know himself, who he is, how he was created, where he comes from, where he will go, and how the body is corrected, and how he is destined to be judged by the King of everything. 483. To know and to observe the secrets of the soul. What is this soul that is in him? Where it came from? Why it came into this body? Which is from a foul drop that is here today and tomorrow in the grave. To know it, to look into this world and to know the world that is he is in and how the world will be created. And after that, he will look in the upper secrets of the upper world to know his master. And all this one observes through the secrets of the Torah. 484. Anyone who goes to that world without knowing the secrets of the Torah, even if he has many good deeds, he is taken out of all the gates of that world. 485. Tell me, the soul tells the Creator, tell me the secrets of the upper wisdom, how you shepherd and lead the upper world. Teach me the secrets of the wisdom which I did not know or learn thus far, so I will not be ashamed among those upper degrees among which I come, for until now I have not observed them. 486. If you do not know the most beautiful of women, the Creator replies to the soul, if you come and did not look at the Chokhmah before you came here, and you do not know the secrets of the upper world, go. You are not worthy of coming here without knowing. Go, follow the flock. Incarnate in the world a second time and know these footsteps of the flock, who are people that people trample with their heels, meaning they regard them as low, and they know the upper secrets of their master. In them you will know and look and learn from them. Pasture your lambs. These are the children of the disciples who learned Torah in the seminary. The dwelling places of the shepherds are these synagogues and seminaries where they learn upper wisdom. And although they do not know, for they are children, you will know and understand through the words of wisdom that they say. Essay, Diminution of the Moon. 4:88. And God made the two great lights. In the beginning, the two great lights were equal to one another. Those two lights were as one, adhered together. They were of a single weight, and both were called great. 4:89. Malchut was as great as the Anpin. Not because the moon, Malchut, was initially great and superior in importance than she is now. But whenever the moon stands with the sun as one, because of it, she is called great with him. The lion's tail is still the lion, and it is called a lion. And God made the two great lights. This verse is written about Malchut in the first state, when Malchut was as big as Zeranpin, hence Zeranpin and Malchut, sun and moon, the two great lights, and we must not be mistaken about it, that Malchut at that time was more important than she is now in the second state. For then she was in a Choraim, posterior, and could not shine. Now, in the second state, she is in the anterior, Panim, and shines in completeness. But because of it, then she is regarded as great as Zeranpin, because both received then from the same roots, Bina. Zeranpin clothed the right line of Bina, and Malchut clothed the left line of Bina. Hence, Zeranpin and Malchut are both the degree below Bina. Because they are in one degree, she is as great as he. Because in the second state, she descended from there to below Zeranpin and receives from Zeranpin. Hence, she is regarded as smaller than he. 490. The moon said to the Creator, can one king use two crowns? Together. This should be alone and that should be alone. The Zohar interprets a new way for explaining the complaint of the moon. In every place, the wording of the complaint is that two kings do not use the same crown. For Zeranpin and Malchut are the two kings, and the one crown is Bina. But here the interpretation is that the one king is Bina, and Zeranpin and Malchut are the two crowns. And the complaint was that Malchut was adhered to Zeranpin in one partsuf. And then Bina was using both of them simultaneously. And Malchut wanted to separate from him and become a partsuf in and of herself. Therefore, she said, one should be alone and the other should be alone. 491. He said to her, I see that you want to be the head of the foxes, to be a distinct partsuf and bestow chokhmah upon the sfirot of the three worlds bia that need chokhmah, and which are called foxes, the value of the sfirot of atzilut, which are called lions. Go and diminish yourself, for although you will be the head of the foxes, you will find in diminution more than now. For then, she will be the bottom degree of Zeranpin, and the end of atzilut, which is the head of bria. 492. The moon, Malchut, said to Bina, tell me, he whom my soul loves, where you pasture, how can you lead the world with two crowns together, Zeranpin and Malchut? Where do you pasture at noon? For in that state, the moon is unfit to shine. And you cannot lead the world with two crowns together, the sun and the moon, Zeranpin and Malchut, adhere to one partsuf. For the moon, what light does she have at noon, when Zeranpin shines in all his might? Because of it, you cannot use two crowns together. 493. I will be as complete as wearing, as though I am wearing, wrapping the herds of your friends, where I will be enveloped at noon, when the light and the power of the sun are strong. I am enveloped with shame before him and cannot serve you, and you, how can you lead and use two crowns together? 494. The Creator, who is Bina, told her, I understand that you want to control and bestow Chokhmah. Go, diminish yourself. If you do not know the most beautiful of women, for you said that I cannot lead the world with two crowns together, go and diminish yourself. Descend below the Masach in Chazed Zeranpin and be a degree below it. Then you will be the head of the foxes, the dwellers of Bia.
Four 95.
Follow the flock. Go and be the head of the camps and hosts below Atzilut, and shepherd them and lead them, and be king over all the lower ones, and lead each one as he should be, and control the night. Go and diminish yourself, and so it should be for you. 496. Elijah said to Rabbi Shimon, happy are you that the secrets of your master shine to you like the light of the sun. And because of it, all those things that come out from your mouth are engraved above. And I'm happy that I heard them from you. Happy are you in this world, and happy are you in the next world. The meaning of this was before the Holy King, for it was not revealed to all the hosts above. Who revealed it now in this verse? It is you. Happy are you in this world and in the next. As a Eliyahu, tell me he whom my soul loves. 497. According to Elijah, the verse, he whom my soul loves, is cut. When Malchut rose up and departed from her host and from all the camps, which is the letter Yud, in which there are two diminutions, she says, tell me, he whom my soul loves, where you pasture? You, the beloved one of my soul, where do you pasture? Since I am one dot without any expansion, for I am included in myself and cannot gather and give to the lower ones. 498. She says this to her loved one. Since then, she sits confined to herself to one dot without expansion, and one zeranpin to permeate her and mate with her. As it is written, and a great king, zeranpin, came to her, although she is the smallest of all the letters. 499. Hence, since the day the temple was ruined, the Creator swore that He will not enter Malchut above to mate, before Israel below enter the temple. As it is written, in the midst of you, holy, and I will not come into the city. City means Malchut. It is written here in the city, and there it says small city. As a small city means Malchut, because it is a small letter, Yud, smallest of all the letters. Likewise, I will not come into the city refers to Malchut. 500. I will be as complete as one who is wrapping. Why should I be contained within me? For I have no expansion at all from all sides, since she is blocked from all sides more than all the other letters. 501. If you do not know the most beautiful of women, go out. Expand to all the sides, to the right and to the left, and gather sublimities, illumination of Chokhmah from the left, and things that are to be coveted, chasadim, from the right, by expansion that was made as a hut of the guardians of the herds of the flock. It is written about it, and follow the footsteps of the flock. This is the letter Hey, which looks like a hut. Whereas before, the Zivug with Zeranpin, the Yud was small without any expansion. Now, during the Zivug with Zeranpin, she expanded and became Hay, which is a hut filled abundantly. 502. This is the meaning of go out. It does not say go, but go out, meaning expand your tent and the curtains of your dwelling places. Since in the beginning there were only one dot, black, in which there was no other place to receive anyone within it, Rather, she was blocked within it. But now she rose and connected to her husband, Zeranpin, and he says to her, go forth. Expand the place of your tent, spread yourself to all sides, and then shepherd your lambs. You can gather sublimities and coveted things. 503. When she is one dot, Yud, and rises upward to Zeranpin, and the upper king, Zeranpin, descends to her to enter her, he batters and mates at that point and expands to all sides, to the right and to the left, to receive chasadim and chokhmah. And the dot becomes the letter He, completed on all sides, from the right and from the left. And she gathers sublimities and coveted things. Then he tells her, shepherd your lambs, go and nourish all the camps, great and small. Essay, the letter He. 504, the most beautiful of women. This is the Yud. One dot in all the letters. There is no beauty to all the letters except for the letter Yud. At this point, at this dot, with this dot, all the letters are corrected. She is the beauty of all of them. Beauty is Chokhmah, which is revealed only in Malchut. And there's no letter that goes without this dot. She is in everyone, and everyone are in her. For it is impossible to write a letter if it does not begin with a dot. She is beautiful and the beauty of all of them. For she comes from a hidden high place, the head of all the upper degrees, Ketel. In her is the beginning of all the degrees below. For the upper Malchut is the Ketel of the lower one. This is why it is written the most beautiful of women, for it is the beauty in all of them. 505. The most beautiful of women. It is written of women who are female letters, like Bet, Dalet, Zain. She is the letter He in which there is all the beauty. For then He is all the expansion and beauty in all of them, to pasture, nourish, and give parts to all her upper camps. And it is written, go forth from this blocking in the letter Yud, which is included and blocked in you, to you, for yourself, and for your benefit. 506. It is written, God in her palaces, known for Misgav. Because when that great king Zeranpin came to her and extended her upward to enter her, and mates in that dot, because he made it in that point, she spreads and opens to all sides, and the letter He becomes an opening to all the palaces, to every side. She becomes an opening to all the sides where that great king Zeranpin enters. Then God in her palaces is known, for in the opening of the palaces, he is known in the letter He. 507. God, God in her palaces is the living God. It takes the name He to nourish and divide into parts. Then it is known to be a Misgav for the lower ones. When the Creator wanted to create the world, Malchut, all the words of the world, and all the degrees, upper and lower, rose. All of them in the thought, to upper Abba and Ima, that rose to Man, Abba and Ima. She is called a thought, which is one hidden point, standing in the thought that is not revealed, as there is no revealing to the thought that a person thinks. Since one point, upper Abba and Ima, it is not known where she spreads, and what will become of her, and to what place she directs her way. For Abba and Ima are concealed because the Yud never comes out from their world, from their air to the world, forever, and they are always in covered chasadim. Hence, they are not known. This point is the beginning of all the desires and thoughts in the world. 509. That day, everything was blocked in the thought which is Abba Ve'ima, and it is not known until that thought expanded and became expanded and became one expansion, which is the Yishud, to this side and to that side, meaning that the Yud emerged from their air and expanded to three sides. Since the dot expanded in this expansion, it was more revealed than it was then. For the Yud came out from the air, and the illumination of Chokhmah appeared. 5:10. This does not mean that Chokhmah was revealed in Yisut to know and to attain there. Rather, that blocking was revealed, that she was in the upper Abba Ve'ima, to the extent of knowing where the road turns. For the way of revealing the Chokhmah is revealed in Yisut. But in them themselves, Chokhmah is not revealed, but only in the place of Malchut. She emerges from the thought, for she does not stand in the thought anymore, where there is no revealing at all, and she does not merit, and she is not thought of at all, but she stands there in the name to be revealed. She becomes a whispering voice. On one hand, it is revealed like a voice. On the other hand, it is not heard and is not revealed as in this place. 5:11. Below, in Zeranpin and Malchut, one who mates with her, in that dot below Malchut, when she is blocked, the great king comes to her, which is the letter Vav, Zeranpin, emerging from the first Hey, Bina. That Vav, which descends from her, mates in that point Malchut, and she elicits from her everything that she gathered from above, and expands and opens to all sides, and the bottom Hey is made from the name Havaya. You find that the letter Vav, there is expansion, and she bestows. And that dot, which has no expansion, is the recipient.
Five ten.
Above, in Abba Ve'ima and Yisut, Yud Kei De'Havaya, one who mates with the first Hey of Havaya, she is one dot, concealed and hidden, which is upper Abba Ve'ima. Since she mates with her, she takes out, and all the things that are concealed there come out. Thus, the hidden point that has no expansion gives, and the Hay is the receiver, which is the opposite of what is in Zeranpin and Malchut, where Vav, which has expansion, bestows, and the blocked point is the receiver. 5:13. Likewise, when Vav, Zeranpin, mates with the point below, Malchut, she elicits all the hosts and regiments and lights and deep streams above in Zeranpin, like the first Hay that reveals everything that is in the Yud in upper Abba Ve'ima. 5:14.
כלומר, קחי אורות ומזונות וחלקי לכל אלו הצבאות.
Then she is told, go, shepherd your lambs over the dwelling places of the shepherds, meaning take lights and nourishments and dispense them to all the hosts over the dwelling places of the shepherds are the shepherds that lead the world to give them control and power, each one as it should receive. All this is done by the expansion of that dot, Yud, which was concealed before. Now she became Hey. 5:15. Rabbi Shimon was happy and said, at first, before the words and matters were revealed, I cried, and I was sad. Now that these matters are revealed, I am happy and say, happy am I that I was rewarded with these degrees, where the matters of above were revealed.
Essay
for my horse in the vehicles of Pharaoh. 5:16. I liken you to my horse in the vehicles, in the carriages, chariots of Pharaoh. It is written, and he took 600 chosen chariots. The wisdom of Egypt was that everything they did according to the upper wisdom. And Pharaoh was wiser than all of them. For a king is not placed in Egypt unless he is smarter than everyone, wiser than everyone. 5:17. Therefore it is written, and he took everything with wisdom. He took for himself the counsel of wisdom. He said, this nation is 600,000 people. He went into his chambers and went through all his charms and made many enticements and temptations and made all kinds of charms and took 600,000 chosen chariots. Chosen means that they were selected by the charms and were loaded with all kinds of charms of above, of that appointee who was appointed over them, their minister. 5:18. Pharaoh was going loaded with his charms, 600 chosen chariots, which were chosen against Israel. 5:19. Shalishim, which are like officers, over all of them. Shalishim are kinds of charms that were carved in shalosh, in three, in threes. And the names of the impurity were in threes, three letters. All of them are engraved in armed connections. 5:20. This pertains to the bride, because there is no vav in it, implying that it took the advice over the kala, bride, shechina, divinity, to obliterate Israel. And all of them, all the shalishim, the officers, were kinds of connections over the bride, shechina, who was going before Israel. 5:21. Immediately, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, king of Egypt, and he chased the children of Israel with a mighty hand. It does not say from a mighty hand, but with a mighty hand, which is the hand, as it is written, and Israel saw the mighty hand, which is the right hand, chesed. 5:22. At that time, the creator carved with his hand all the forms and hosts and mighty ones of Egypt, like the charmers and magicians do when they come to charm. That hand was carved against those charmers, and they broke before that form that was carved by that hand, as it is written, your right hand, O Lord, is great in might. It crushes the enemy. Because of it, it is written, to my horse among the chariots of fire, I liken you, my wife. I liken you because I carved in you images and forms like the horses of Pharaoh. 5:23. What does the verse above have to do with the love and joy in this song? What do the chariots of Pharaoh want here? 5:24. It is all connected. To my horse among the chariots of Pharaoh. When the Creator gave, made Malchut, head of all the regiments and camps below, from that time she always improves and never sits still. All her hosts and camps always improve and never sit still. 5:25. This song of love began when the Shekhinah came out of Egypt, and all the camps above and below were before her. All the camps above were before her. Then the love of the song went up, and the horses of Pharaoh and his chariots were going after Israel, and the Shekhinah began the song of love above for Zeranpin. 5:26. At that time, the Creator did not want singing, as it is written, and they did not approach one another all night, and he silenced Malchut from the love song that she began. 5:27. A loving bride, a bride, when she loves to see her husband, when she loves him, she awakens in love and begins to praise him. If her husband does not want the praising, he silences her from the awakening of love that began. How will her heart and desire be silenced? 5:28. Because all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh drowned in the sea, and Israel saw all the miracles that the Creator did for them, Israel sang for Malchut, and the Creator accepted her. As it is written, then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord. Then, when the well returned, Israel sang for her. As it is written, then Israel sang this song. Joshua came and sang for her. Deborah and Barak came and sang for her. 5:29. Since when Solomon built the temple, and the worlds, Zaran Pin and Malchut, were all of the same weight, in Zivug Panim Bepanim, Malchut awakened love and upper singing, and she said to him these upper words of singing and love. 5:30. Then Zaranpin, for all the love and yearning of the bride, wanted to remind her that silence, that he made her be silent at the tearing of the Red Sea. For then he did not want her singing. Therefore he started and said, to my horse among the chariots of Pharaoh. For Pharaoh's horses and chariots chased Israel. I likened you, my wife. I silenced you. I likened you, as it is written, and Aaron was made still.
נעבור לחלק הבא של השיעור.